For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. In case you missed it, last week we spoke with a health educator about the sometimes controversial topic of sex education in our schools. And today, we're taking the conversation a little further into a vital area.
Support for Dr. Greg Davis on medicine comes from UK Healthcare, home of the Markey Cancer Center, Kentucky's only cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute, providing the most advanced care for complex cases. More information at markey.uky.edu.
I'm speaking again this week with Dr. Kristen Mark, director of the Sexual Health Promotion Laboratory at the University of Kentucky. And continuing our discussion from last week, Dr. Mark challenges the notion that parents should be the sole individuals taking the lead on this area of instruction.
Well, I know one common argument I've heard against sex education in the schools is that this is something that parents should teach. And, you know, I can only go by my own personal experience growing up as the son of an obstetrician gynecologist. I got no education whatsoever at home. And I don't know if that was generational on his part and my part. But it sort of boggles my mind as an educator and as a physician that anybody would think that kids are getting educated about this at home. Do you have any thoughts or stats on how that goes in Kentucky?
Yeah, the parents don't want to talk to their kids about sex. They're uncomfortable talking about it amongst themselves, let alone to their kids. And if you, particularly with parents, it's difficult because you don't have that same objectability that you have if you're a teacher teaching someone else's kids. Mm-hmm. Talking to your own kids about sex can become very difficult. And most parents also don't even have the vocabulary to be able to talk about sex because many of them didn't get sex ed themselves. Mm-hmm. And so we have these multiple generations who have not received sex ed and aren't comfortable talking about it. And therefore, kids are left to kind of fend for themselves, and now they're going to the internet, and there are a lot of wonderful websites that are really, really great for sex ed, but the problem is that there's also a lot of really bad ones, and kids don't know how to tell between a great website and a bad one. And so we can't rely on that as being the only form of education for these kids.
Is there anything that I've neglected to ask you, Kristen, that you would want to get out there?
I think the main thing is that sex education isn't moral. We're not teaching morals, it's health. We're just teaching about health. And so the only moral piece to sex education is teaching about respect. And I think that all of us can agree that that's an important moral to learn. But other than that, it's really just another health topic. And if people would see sex as a natural part of human development, then I think that we would come a long way with the overall health status of Kentucky.
Obviously, this is a sensitive topic of discussion for some folks, just as any discussion of any health topic can be a sensitive issue. As always, we're interested in broaching topics that can affect our health in any way. And for more information on this and other health-related issues, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.